Special thanks to Cinema Chat listeners and Morning Edition listeners who were very, very supportive of WEMU. So we'll look forward to not talking to you about fundraising for the next 6 months.
But we did want to thank you.
But yeah. We want to thank you, and we'll be talking to you in the spring. And if you haven't contributed, feel free to call and contribute right now.
And on, the heels of all those good feelings, I understand you come here specifically this morning to dredge me into misery.
That's right. We have a Star Wars story. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, now that Disney owns Star Wars, they have already decided that they're going to do a episode 7. George Lucas originally conceived this as a 9-episode drama. And they've done 6 of them. So J.J. Abrams, who's probably best known for the Star Trek movies, is going to do the 7th film. And then in 2016, they're going to do a spinoff, a movie based on one of the characters, probably either Boba Fett, who's the one of the bounty hunter. That's all right. Or a young Han Solo. And then between 2015 and 2019, they're expecting to do 1 film a year. So
a Star Wars movie every year between 2015 and 2019.
That is correct, David.
Well, I think the only good news to come out of this is due to its exploitative nature, Disney may kill off the franchise altogether.
That could be true.
That's the only thing I can hope for. Otherwise, I think I'm going to have to retire before they start this, so we don't have to talk about it.
There's only 1 a year, not 1 every week. So
that's more than enough.
42, which is the movie that's based on baseball player Jackie Robinson's first introduction into the major leagues, who was the first African-American major league baseball player. Now, he certainly wasn't the first African-American talented baseball player. It's just before the 1940s, baseball was literally segregated between a white league and a black league. And Jackie Robinson was one of the standouts in the African-American baseball league. And he played for the Brooklyn Dodgers. And Branch Rickey is the guy that hired him, who was a University of Michigan graduate, nice to say. It opened a couple weeks ago and has done extremely well. And on April 15th, which is tax day, but more encouragingly, it was also Jackie Robinson Day. Which means that Major League Baseball players all wore the number 42, which was Jackie Robinson.
That gives you goosebumps
number.
When you see that.
It is very cool. But they announced that 42, the movie that opened a couple weeks ago, has done more business done more dollar volume business than any other baseball movie. So, no, it was $27 million, so it wasn't hundreds of millions of dollars, but it's done better than projected. So that's good. And if you haven't seen 42, go check it out. I'm also very happy to announce that Cinetopia, our international film festival that we do at the Michigan Theater and in Ann Arbor, and this year also expanding into Detroit, is coming up on June 6th through 9th, when our part of the world, in my opinion, is the most lovely of the year. It's still not super hot, but it's beautiful and sunny many, many days. And if you can't make it to the Cannes Film Festival, which is coming up in May, and the Toronto International Film Festival seems a bit remote because it's coming up in September, if you just find Utah too cold and far away to go to the Sundance Film Festival, you
Cinetopia
can know.
Cinetopia is it.
That's right. And we've got the best films from the best film festivals, and it's coming to Southeast Michigan. This year, we're expanding into the Detroit Institute of Arts. We have a partnership with the Detroit Film Theater. Elliot Wilhelm, their long-term curator there, is helping us out.
Cultural corridor right between Detroit and Ann Arbor.
Absolutely. And we're doing some exclusive films there. We're doing a documentary in Detroit on the band called Death.
I know this band.
And you know this band. And they're a Detroit band.
Kind of punk speed metal.
African-American speed metal punk band. So you can go check that out. We're also playing the winner of the Ann Arbor Film Festival in Detroit called R. Nixon. But my favorite comedy from the Sundance Film Festival last year, Wrong, is one of the films. Broken, an acclaimed British drama. I Am Divine, which is a hilarious documentary on filmmaker John Waters' muse. There's a Star Wars romantic comedy about a coming of age in the 70s. It's called 5/25/77, which was the opening day of Star Wars. But there's also just a lot of other really great stuff. A film that I'm looking forward to is a Finnish film, just because of the title. It's called Body Fat Index of Love. And anyway, there's a Chinese version of Dangerous Liaison. There's a documentary on Bill Watterson, who did Calvin and Hobbes, which a lot of folks are looking forward to. A really great Israeli film called Fill the Void. And anyway, on and on and on. Just a 40
sure we'll
films.
Be talking about a lot of these as we move closer to date.
Absolutely. Tickets go on sale to Michigan Theater members starting the 22nd of April. They go on sale to the general public the 29th of April. We've actually reduced the ticket prices just a little bit this year. They're still above commercial movie ticket prices, but a little bit less than last year. So Cinetopia coming up June 6th through 9th. Put it on your calendar. Don't be out of town. It's going to be very, very cool.
More immediately. Yeah. What can I see now?
Well, I'm happy to say that a film that we have had on our slate to open for a long, long time is finally opening. It's an Academy Award nominated foreign language film called No. And it's about the 1988 plebiscite vote that Augusto Pinochet put on the ballot to extend his presidency. And there was only...
He wanted another 8 years of
rule. That's right. You could only vote yes or no on this. And a brash young advertising executive decides that he's going to mount a campaign to encourage people to vote no. And he gets in a lot of trouble from the Pinochet dictatorship. And the reviews on this has just been outstanding. The Toronto Star said a mesmerizing, realistic, often hilarious look at the politics and power and the power of ideas. So Bob Mondello from NPR, Kenneth Turin loved it. The New York Times loved it. Entertainment Weekly says explores the power and popularity of dissent and the coordinated passions of media, marketing, and targeting advertising and shaping the word no to invigorate a populace pessimistically conditioned to think that nothing will ever change for the good. So No is a film that a lot of people have been looking forward to, and it's finally here. And now we opened during the fundraiser tremendously fun film called The Sapphires, which is about four New Zealand Aboriginal ladies or Australian Aboriginal ladies who do country western tunes, but they get with a really talented talent agent who gets them to do Motown sound soul. And they end up being very good at that, and they go on tour, and this is 1968 in Vietnam to entertain the troops where there were American and Australian and lots of other
troops. That does sound fun. That were
there. Yeah, and people love it. The Place Beyond the Pines is the hit indie film that's out right now. It stars Ryan Gosling as a motorcycle performer. He finds out that he has a son by a character played by Eva Mendes. He tries to change his life, but actually ends up deciding what he's best at is robbing banks, because he can drive a motorcycle really quickly to get away. And then he ends up being pursued by a ambitious rookie cop played by Bradley Cooper. So Place Beyond the Pines has gotten a lot of great reviews. It's done pretty decent business. We also have a film at the state called Trance, which is about a fine art thief who ends up stealing a painting and gets whacked really hard over the head to the point that he can't remember what he did with the painting when he stole it. And the criminal forces that want to find this painting really go after him and beat him up and think he's just holding out, but come to find out he can't remember. And they hire a hypnotherapist played by Rosario Dawson to try to get to where this painting is, and they explore the deep recesses of his mind. Very interesting film. Opening up at the multiplex, there's only one film. It's Oblivion. It's the year 2077, and Tom Cruise is there. The aliens have taken over, and a lot of Earthlings are living on the moon. but there is a...
So his Scientology vision will come to life.
Yeah, maybe the Scientology vision. But the reviews has already opened in Europe, and it says it does come across as a brain-teasing indie oddity that's been supersized by Cruise's involvement. The worst review, and there were quite a few of these, says this is the first blockbuster turkey of the summer. It's also, the Hollywood Reporter said, after a captivating beginning brimming with mystery and evident ambition, the air gradually seeps out of the balloon that keeps this thinly populated tale aloft, leaving the ultimate impression of a nice try, but falls somewhat short of the mark. So anyway...
Say what you will, Tom Cruise tends to put out movies that A, will sell, and B, it's going, if you like big action, blow them up kind of things, it's going to suit you just fine.
Absolutely. And, you know, so it should be nice sci-fi popcorn entertainment. We've got Beavis and Butthead Do America Saturday at the State Theater for the Midnight Film. The Jodie Foster classic Freaky Friday from 1976 is the family film on Sunday the 21st at 1:30. And then the National Theater of Great Britain will be doing a performance of People on April the 23rd at 7 o'clock.
For Russ Collins, I'm David Fair, and thank you for joining us for CinemaJet. You find it only on 89.1 WEMU.
Ta-ta from Pledge Central.